Welcome again to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. This is Domain Dave again. And today we've got a 799 Chardonnay from France. It's called the Revelation Paz d'Ac Chardonnay 2021. It's from Trader Joe's, and that's why it's $7.99, and it's from France. And Paz d'Ac, that means it is a wine of the Languedoc, which is in southern France, above the Spanish border. That's kind of, it's the largest growing area in France, and it's kind of the place where people in France get the value-priced wine from. So it's a great place for us. It's a wine from an actual winery. Look at the bottle. Badet, Clement & Company. They're two winemakers who make wines from the Rhone Valley, the Languedoc, and Burgundy. And this has been a Trader Joe's wines for a while. I think the first time we tried the Revelation Chardonnay was the 2010 vintage. And I put a link to their Pinot Noir, also from the Languedoc. It was a 2018 vintage, so that's a few years ago. I seem to have gotten away from drinking these wines, but I always, my reviews always said stuff like, oh, they're a revelation, like that's not too obvious, but they kind of are. So what do we want to talk about here? So this is a wine that's supposed to be made in the Burgundian style, like the wines of Burgundy, which most people haven't had the wines from Burgundy, but California usually makes their wines in the Burgundian style, just like if you get a Cabernet Sauvignon from California, it's probably in the Bordeaux style. The Chardonnays are probably in some version of the Burgundian style. So having a Burgundian Chardonnay, or from Languedoc, not from Burgundy, isn't that unusual. This wine's got a little bit of oak to it. It's just a little bit, and I did get some creamy vanilla there. But again, this is not California. It's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be as rounded. It is going to be more balanced. I recall when I wrote my tasting notes, I had a whole bunch of fruit and citrus descriptors, but none of them stood out. They were all kind of balanced, all kind of nice. I've got some like almost sour pineapple and peach and pear and a little bit of vanilla and some melon and lime and, all these different flavors, but all long and balanced. The acidity kind of stayed out of the way, but allowed all these flavors to unfold and this wine to have some length. So I'm going to take a sip of it. We're going to refresh my memory. We're going to talk about it again. I'd recommend putting a little chill on this wine. It seems to like it. Not too cold. Too cold, and it kind of masks the flavors. It's got a really nice mouthfeel. It's kind of this sleek mouthfeel that starts you out the first hit. Like, oh, I think I like it. I think I'm going to like this. And then it comes out these balanced flavors, which is really nice. And you have to, when you're tasting wine, what you got to do is just like for at least 30 seconds, you spritz some into your mouth and you just think about, what is that? Maybe do it twice. And then you can go on drinking and having fun with your friends. But that, just those 30 seconds when you think about it is where the wine starts talking to you a little bit. And if you don't do it, you're never going to understand it. And why'd you buy it if you're just going to use it like a beer? So I'm going to take another sip because it was that good. Yeah. So it's 13.5 in alcohol, which nowadays, since everything's gotten warmer in all the growing regions, is low. I mean, back in the day, it'd be 12.5. 13.5 isn't that much bigger. It's got really nice flavors. It's got really nice length. It takes its time. And at $7.99... that's a crazy price. It's, it just tastes good. I mean, it's a good Chardonnay, especially if you've been doing a lot of maybe California Chardonnays recently, and you're kind of getting a little bit burned out on it, but you do like your white wines, and you like a white wine, it's a little bit bigger, it has a little more flavor, you don't like, this would be a nice change of pace because it is manner style you are familiar with. Burgundian Chardonnay is something you are, if you've been drinking California Chardonnay, is freaking familiar with, but it's a little bit different. Badette Clement makes about two-thirds of their wine for export, which means they're making it in the New World style. There used to be an argument, Old World versus New World, and Old World was very, very balanced wines, where the best wines would be just every single thing at its place, and no, not one was larger than the other, and when that was right, they were really good. But the New World wines kind of take over, where fruit is, or citrus, or those flavors, the king. You want a little bit of that, which is not wrong, nothing wrong with that at all. So, it's a New World wine. I mean, you will understand it, and then that's fine. I'd buy a couple of these. These are $7.99. Put a couple in the refrigerator and pull it out when you get the mood. So it's the Revelation Paz de Ac, which is Languedoc Chardonnay 2021, Trader Joe's in the United States, and it's available elsewhere between like 10 and 14. Because the producers sell it all over. It's a widely made wine, and they know what they're doing. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. I got a Petnat wine coming up from France again, coming up next. So if you don't know, or you've been hearing about Petnat and not really sure what that is, in a couple of days we'll talk about that. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, CheapWineFighter.com. The Revelation Paz de Ac Chardonnay 21 is a buy. It's a good wine. Give it a try. And keep it cheap. Adios. And I'll be talking to everybody. Stay cool and stay out of the heat. Adios. Bye-bye.